I'm Kathy Bird for KUT News, and today I'm joined in the studio by Meredith Powell from the Art Alliance Austin and Melissa Berry with Downtown Austin Alliance. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You teamed up to apply for a highly prized Art Place grant, and now you're among four finalists from Texas. What is an Art Place grant, Melissa?
Art Place is trying something really interesting. They are looking at economic development from a different perspective, and they're asking communities, they're challenging communities, to think about how artists contribute to economic development. And that's different than the way we've done economic development in the past. Art Place has behind it funding from some of the nation's largest foundations, such as the Ford Foundation and the Kresge Foundation. And they are awarding grants through several different programs to allow communities to implement creative placemaking projects.
What does creative placemaking mean?
It's hard to define, but it's about putting artists at the forefront of their communities and about having artists engage with their communities to create place.
Meredith, I know that you're a finalist and the awards will be announced in May, but I understand you're not waiting for the funding to test your ideas. What do you have planned for April?
Art Alliance is committed to advancing the city through the integration of art, culture, and creativity into public life. And so, regardless of Art Place funding, while it would absolutely take our initiatives to the next level and allow us to bring in talent we would otherwise not be able to bring in from a funding perspective, we're working in April on the 900 block, which is a really beautiful and amazing block once you start to peel back the layers and understand the history of the block and the dynamics of the block. One of the projects that we're working on is an alley regeneration project, an activation project that is looking at the alley on 9th Street between Congress and Brazos and starting to investigate that space as we're facing sort of the most rapid urbanization in human history. It becomes even more critical that we understand what the public spaces, particularly in our downtown, mean to us as a community. And so that activation project is with a bunch of partners at the table, DAA obviously one of them, to test the uses of the space, to test the property owner's will and desire to activate the space. So we've commissioned an architect, his name is Dan Cheatham, to create an installation within the space. So adding an element from an artist's perspective on what does it look like to activate the space. We'll also be programming the space, the 17th through the 21st, to see what the space is like to have people in it, to have it programmed and things like that. So we start to understand that the avenue is really critical, the front of the avenue is really critical, but there are some other spaces adjacent to the avenue that actually serve a purpose and allowing us to put things like services in alleys, which is what most alleys are actually used for today, actually allows us to have a more beautiful street front. And so starting to really understand that relationship behind the public spaces and the roles they serve to creating great place is part of the alley activation project in April. And we'll also be in a temporary storefront at 912 Congress, which for us is a really exciting opportunity to test the idea of what does it mean to have a space dedicated to critical and creative thinking about the avenue. So really creating a conduit for creatives of all kind to think about, to work within a space and be thinking about Congress Avenue and that everybody does have a place there.
How does this project, this proposal, fit into the Downtown Austin Alliance vision?
The focus of this project is from Lady Bird Lake to the Capitol, which is the focus of Congress Avenue for the Downtown Austin Alliance. In 2009, when we revised our strategic plan, we reaffirmed Congress Avenue as a priority. And in 2010, we developed a community-wide workshop where we took hundreds or more participants out along Congress Avenue. We walked block by block and we talked about the avenue and what some of the challenges and some of the opportunities were. This project is really taking the vision and bringing it a little bit further.
We think that putting artists at the forefront of the regeneration of Congress Avenue and ultimately the development of the avenue with its eye on creating amazing place, that dialogue can actually change the face of our downtown starting with Congress Avenue.
Meredith Powell of the Art Alliance Austin and Melissa Berry with Downtown Austin Alliance. Thank you so much for being with me today and sharing this exciting project with our listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you.